Hi, I'm Mrs. Pinella, and I teach French and German at Butler Senior High School. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Today's Rachel's Challenge quote of the day is from Valerie Bertinelli. Happiness is a choice. You can choose to be happy. There's going to be stress in life, but it's your choice whether you let it affect you or not. Today I'm going to talk about a really famous French food item, and that is la baguette. A baguette, which is kind of bread. And I chose to talk to you about baguette because I teach French, and my French 2 students are studying food vocabulary and also French food culture right now. Now, personally, I love to eat baguette, so I'm going to talk about that. I did use a couple different sources for my information today. I used bonjourparis.com, frenchtoday.com, and thelocal.fr, so you can check out those websites for more information if you hear something interesting today. So one time when I was in France, this was probably about 10 years ago, a French friend asked me why Americans call French bread French bread. And this friend couldn't understand why we don't just call it bread. This was really funny to me because to us, French bread has a very different taste and texture than a lot of other breads that you can buy in the United States, especially when you think about regular sandwich bread that we eat a lot of. So it definitely is different, and that's why I'm going to talk about it. So baguette is probably the most famous kind of French bread that's available in the United States. You probably mostly buy its shape. It's long and thin, and it basically looks like a wand or a stick. In fact, the name baguette means wand and also baton in French. So that's why it's named that way, although I will talk more about where exactly it came from a little bit later. A lot of people actually don't know that there is more than one kind of baguette. People just think, if I'm going to buy a baguette, it's just going to be baguettes, and they all taste the same. And that's actually not true. When I was in France, the first time I went to a boulangerie, a bakery, I ordered une baguette. Now, in France, there's a boulangerie on pretty much every corner. Every town has multiple boulangeries. Most people have the one that they prefer. Usually there's one in walking distance, depending on, you know, where you live, but generally there is one that's really close to you, and people shop there sometimes every day to get fresh baguettes. So I went in, and I was going to order my baguette, and the one I got was good, but it wasn't quite the taste I was expecting. And I found out later that there are actually two main kinds of baguettes. So one is une baguette normale, which is just what you would, a regular baguette. And the other is une baguette tradition, which is like a traditional baguette. And that's the one that has the more well-known flavor. So what's the difference between the two? Well, as the name suggests, the tradition has to be made using what are called traditional methods, while baguette is the more modern version and actually can include different ingredients or a slightly different creation process. So only flour, yeast, salt, and water, which are the most basic ingredients of bread. There's actually a bread decree in France from 1993 that governs the making of baguette tradition that has to be followed by bakers. And so whenever they put that decree out, then people started referring to baguette in the two different ways. So baguette normale, which can have actually other ingredients, like it can have chemical additives and preservatives. It also can have like grains in it, nuts, things like that. That would be for the more modern one, but the traditional one can't include any of those things. So there are actually inspectors from the Département de la Protection des Populations, and they protect the population from bad baguettes. So that's kind of interesting. So the other thing is that baguette tradition is usually a little bit more expensive, but it's hardly any difference at all, about 10 cents. And that's because of the more strict process that is used to make it. So the taste is very different, too. In baguette normale, it's really light. It has like a mild flavor. Its crust is dry and crunchy, kind of crumbly. So you might have This might be ringing some bells if you've had baguette from somewhere. The inside is usually really light and soft, And these don't keep well at all, basically 24 hours, and then it gets all stale, and you'd have to throw it out. Now, the traditional, on the other hand, which is my personal favorite, this is chewy. It has a crusty, really thick, sort of chewy, crusty outside, and the inside has a real strong, a really strong, yeasty, rich flavor. So it's a different texture on the inside. It has big bubbles, and it's softer. So that's baguette tradition. If you've ever wondered why there are so many boulangeries in France, I said there's one on almost every corner. That's because French people take their baguette very seriously. So you can't just all go to the same one. Everybody has their own favorite. And just like sometimes, you know, people have a favorite coffee shop or something like that, and they will only go to their favorite bakery. So there can be many bakeries to serve even a small population because everybody has their favorite one. And they all bake it, you know, slightly differently. So you could have a thicker crust, la croûte, the crust. You could have it floured on the outside or not. They might use slightly different flours for baguettes, normal. And then the inside part might be a little bit different. So one thing that people often are curious about with baguette is why is it shaped so interestingly? So why is it such a long, thin shape? Well, the truth is that nobody knows absolutely for sure why baguette has its current shape. But there are actually a lot of stories about what people think happened. So one story has to do with the French Revolution. So in the French Revolution, the lack of bread was actually the main complaint from the people of Paris. And it played a really big part in the overthrow of the monarchy. That's because that's what most people ate every day was bread. It was a mainstay of the French diet. And the French people were tired of watching nobility eat copious amounts of really fine white bread, while the poorer people had to make do with bread that was made from very inferior ingredients. And in fact, it was barely edible. And there wasn't enough of it. So the revolution happened after the revolution, making sure that everybody had quality, edible bread was really high on the priority list. And so in 1793, the convention, which was the post-revolution government, they actually made a law about bread, and it said that richness and poverty must both disappear from the government of equality. It will no longer make a bread of wheat for the rich and a bread of bran, which is a different grain, for the poor. All bakers will be held under penalty of imprisonment to make only one type of bread, the bread of equality. So that doesn't tell us a lot about the shape of the bread, but it does tell us about why the bread is so uniform, why you see the same types of bread all over France as opposed to different breads in different regions. So as far as the shape, though, there is this story, and we don't know if it's true, but there's a story saying that actually Napoleon Bonaparte passed the law decreeing that bread for his soldiers had to be made in long, slender loaves of the exact measurements to fit into a special pocket on their uniform. So since those measurements were close to the size of a modern baguette, some people think that this could be how the bread got its shape. There is another story, however, that says that when the metro system, the subway system, was being built in Paris, the workmen from different regions, they couldn't get along with each other. And so the overseer of the project was concerned about violence in the dark tunnels. And at that time, everybody carried a knife to cut their bread because they would have to eat lunch actually down in the tunnels. You couldn't, it was so much work to get up out of them again, and it would waste so much time. So they would eat down there in these tunnels under Paris. And so the supervisor actually, the story goes that he went to the bakery to request that they make loaves that did not need a knife. So a loaf of bread was regulated by the government by weight. So it had to weigh a certain amount to be considered a loaf of bread. So in order to make it thin enough to be torn instead of sliced with a knife, they had to stretch it out and make it long and slender. So you couldn't just make a small loaf because there was a law about that. You had to have it weigh the same, but they made it long. That's just one story. But we really don't know for sure, okay? And what's really interesting, too, about the baguette, when you think of this long shape, when I think of the shape, oh, they're usually about 2 feet or so long. But apparently that was not always the case. So in the mid-1800s in Paris, this wand-shaped bread was really popular at that point. But there are accounts of people coming to visit Paris, so foreign visitors, tourists to visit Paris, and they described loaves of bread which were 6 feet long being delivered by women who carried them stacked horizontally like firewood in a frame on their back. So they would wear these 6 feet long loaves of bread on their back, and then they would carry these loaves home to, if they were a housemaid, for example, they would have the loaves for that house. They would be carrying them. In the afternoon, young boys could be seen using these lengthy baguettes as pretend swords, and you can imagine maybe how the name might have come from that. One visitor actually remarked that in a restaurant, the baker came in and stacked loaves 6 to 8 feet long in a corner like a bundle of sticks. Another describes the bread as having to be laid on the dining table lengthwise because it was longer than the table was wide. These long breads made such an impression on 19th century tourists. They must have been the forerunner of today's 2-foot-long baguette. It seems like the modern shorter version came into being in the 1920s when a law was passed prohibiting bakers from working between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. So the current baguette, the current length of baguette probably developed because its thin form allowed it to cook faster. So the baker could start at 4 o'clock in the morning, and that would still give them enough time to have the baguette baked freshly and ready for the customers who came in before breakfast, which is quite common in France. So it's during this time, we believe, that the term baguette first became associated with those slender loaves, probably because of their size and shape. If you actually want to go into a bakery and order in baguette, if you ever get to France, you should know that you can also buy a half baguette. It's called une demi-baguette, and you would want to order une demi-baguette if you don't think that you could finish your whole baguette in 24 hours, because they are made fresh, and they don't have preservatives in them, so they won't stay around, they won't stay good for very long. So that's important, too. If you love bread in general, you might be interested to know that there are actually a lot of other types of French bread, but they're not as famous as La Baguette. So most of these you wouldn't see in a regular American grocery store, but you can buy them at French bakeries in larger cities. And actually in Pittsburgh, we have several very good French bakeries. So there's what you just call un pain, which literally means a bread. And that's a regular loaf of bread. It's a little bit bigger than the baguette and not as thin. In Ficelle, it's like a baguette, but it's actually even smaller and thinner. Un bâtard, which is a little bit bigger than the baguette, but smaller than le pain. In baguette sarmentine, this is a French bread loaf that actually has four ends. That's a little bit hard to picture, but it kind of looks like a stalk of wheat. So it has four little loaves kind of coming off of it. And then there's in baguette viennoise, which is a sweet baguette. So it's more dessert-like. It has chocolate or nuts. And that's a little bit smaller. There's a lot of other famous kinds of French bread. And you can tell by just a short amount of this list that I read that bread is absolutely essential to French culture. So they eat a lot of it with every meal and every course of every meal except dessert. There's no bread for dessert. It's usually served in slices in a basket at home or at a restaurant. And you can just help yourself. You can actually put the bread directly on the tablecloth is the French custom, not on your plate. So that's a little bit different. If you're in a formal restaurant, they might give you a specific bread plate. If you want somebody to pass you the bread, you say, est-ce que je peux avoir un peu de pain? Est-ce que je peux avoir un peu de pain? And in that case, you should pick up the whole basket of bread and pass it along to them, even though that literally means in French, may I have a bit of bread. The other thing that you should know is that you don't want to place your bread face down on the table. So that's kind of an old superstition in France, and you should always place it face up on the table. The other thing is, there is this tradition that some people follow and some people don't, that technically, I guess, you're not supposed to finish your sauce on your plate with your bread, which, personally, I do that all the time. It's delicious. But apparently, some people believe that that's impolite. So, voila, you know, everything there is to know about French bread and what to order on your next trip to France. So, thanks for listening, and have a great day. Au revoir.